So, here I am, getting ready to hop on a non-stop 16-hour flight to Australia, with the purpose of visiting family and friends I haven't seen or spoken to very much since my last trip down under in July 2018. That, and trying to clear 30-plus years of memories, memorabilia, and some clothes, which should probably be in a museum, from a storage unit I've been renting there for the past 9 years or so. To fill you in as to why I have family, friends, and a lockup in the land down under, let me tell you a little tale. I migrated to the Antipodes with my parents in 1970, not really having much choice in the matter as I was only a lad at the time, where I grew up for 22 years. I then returned to the UK and have been bouncing, much like a kangaroo, back and forth between hemispheres since 2013, including a one-year stint in Dubai in 2014. I now live permanently in merry old England, and I'm likely to continue doing so until they don't want me anymore, or I become fodder for the worms. Everyone says they're envious of my Aussie trip. And of course, that they hope I have a good time, safe flight, watch out for spiders, sharks, snakes, lucky me, etc. What most people don't realize is that the instant I alight from the plane in that land of sun, sand and sea, it's pretty much a hit the ground running scenario full on for the best part of 4 weeks. Not complaining, nope, not one bit. However, compared to my sometimes watching paint dry existence behind a microphone most hours of most days, waiting for a potential voiceover script to land in an inbox and being a little bit proactive on the marketing promotional front, such as writing these blogs, life where I'm mainly found, studio land, is mostly very sedentary, to say the least. That sometimes nondescript equilibrium is torn asunder when visiting Oz as I go about and around endeavouring to meet up with everyone I want, need to see at least once, including, but not limited to, 5 grandchildren, a brother, a sister, 2 nephews and their offspring. Now that's before I even begin to figure out how to catch up with some very dear long-term friends, plus a few former work colleagues. In addition to some considerable organisation on the family friends front, a voiceover can't really afford, literally, to take an entire 4 weeks away from the microphone. Therefore, I'll be travelling with my famous Porter studio, so I can be available should anyone absolutely positively need these allegedly dulcet tones for their commercial, narration, documentary, or whatever. Imagine me, if you will, building many forts from sofa cushions and soft furnishings in general wherever I'm staying during my sojourn, and making sure that there's always decent Wi-Fi, or better still, a hardwired direct Ethernet cabled connection available. One day, I shall not take my microphone, laptop, assorted cables and connectors with me when going away somewhere for more than a few days. That's one of the one days I live for.